The White House today continued its push to win approval for possible military action to topple Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The Bush administration sent Congress a proposed resolution to give the president the authority to use force against Iraq. NPR's Don Gagne has our report.
The White House describes the proposal it delivered to Congress as a draft ready for input from Congress, but detailing the broad authority the White House is seeking. The document, just over 2 pages in length, cites Saddam Hussein's violation of United Nations resolutions regarding weapons inspections since the end of the Gulf War more than a decade ago. It also accuses him of harboring terrorists and repressing his own population. It ends with the following line, quote, "The president is authorized to use all means that he determines to be appropriate, including force, in order to enforce the United Nations Security Council resolutions referenced above." The president told reporters at the White House today that he has to have authority to take military action against Saddam.
If you want to keep the peace, you've got to have the authorization to use force. But it's not, this is a chance for Congress to indicate support. Chance for Congress to say we support the administration's ability to keep the peace. That's what this is all about.
The proposed resolution makes no mention of the United Nations, in keeping with the president's oft-stated position that the U.S. needs to be prepared to act on its own if necessary. Congressional leaders have largely supported the case the president makes against Iraq, but some in the House and Senate say congressional action should come only after the U.N. has acted and set some sort of deadline and put in place international support for the use of force should Saddam not comply. Democrat Carl Levin is the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
It adds great credibility to have the world community behind any military action, and going it alone has got some very significant risks. And I think we should put the focus on joining together a worldwide coalition and not threatening unilateral action if we don't get what we want.
The administration, though, insists that it needs the power to act regardless of what the United Nations ultimately decides to do. Asked today what kind of international support he expects, President Bush answered, "Time will tell." But he said he does believe other countries understand the risk Iraq poses. Today at the UN, Iraq's foreign minister delivered a speech which consisted of him reading a long letter to the body written by Saddam Hussein. In it, he maintained that Iraq has no biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons, and said that weapons inspectors will see that. But he also said that those inspectors must respect Iraq's sovereignty and must not engage in gathering intelligence against Iraq. He accused the U.S. of plotting to gain control of Iraq's oil supplies and said that sanctions and an international blockade of Iraq must be lifted. The White House dismissed the comments, calling it more of the same from Iraq, predicting that Iraq's goal is to once again thwart inspectors. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.